Earlier on the programme, we played Phil Coulter's song, The Town I Love So Well, all about Derry. In the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, she gave Derry a charter to become a city and to add the word London before it. So it became known as Londonderry. Now, some people still call it Londonderry. There we heard James Galway playing the Londonderry air. That's where it started life, but it finished up as Danny Boy. And I've said it so many times on Sounds Irish, I'd prefer that melody to be played as an instrumental rather than sung as a song. Having said that, I recorded the song myself. But there you are, James Galway, beautiful flautist, and to give him his correct title, Sir James Galway and the Londonderry Air. I mentioned at the beginning of the programme we'd be having some favourites of mine. This one particularly is a favourite of mine, and it was a song written by Percy French. We've heard it lots of times on Sounds Irish, but I'm going to play it again this week, and I want to dedicate it to anyone in any part of the world who hails from County Cavan, because Derek McCormack is going to sing for us the beautiful song Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finay and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. But baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Come back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. And yes, there is such a place as Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Beautiful lyrics. The song written by Percy French. We might even have another Percy French song before the end of the programme. But that definitely one of my favourite Irish songs. And from one of my favourite Irish songs to one of my favourite Irish singers. This gentleman is a total minstrel. That's how I sum him up. He sings lovely songs, he writes good songs, and he plays good guitar. I'm speaking of Johnny McAvoy. He's singing the praises of the Holmes of Donegal. And I wouldn't be surprised if we hear more Donegal songs before the end of the programme because, as we say so often on Sounds Irish, it's the most written about county in Ireland. Here's Johnny McAvoy.
I've just stepped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you one and all. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. I long to see your happy faces smiling at the door. The kettle singing on the hob as I step up the floor. And soon the teapot's filling up my cup that's far from small. For your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. I long to sit alone with you and while away the nights with tales of yore and fairy lore beside your fireside bright. And then to see prepared for me a bed beside the wall. There's a rest for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. Time must come and I must go. I bid you all adieu. The open highway calls me forth to do the things I do. And when I'm wandering far away, I'll hear your voices call. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal.
We're going now from the top of Ireland, we've just been there with the homes of Donegal, right down to County Kerry in the south. And this song is played numerous times, but particularly in August, towards the end of the August month, when we have here in Ireland, the Rose of Tralee Festival. And the World Rose of Tralee is chosen. This year it was an Irish girl. I think she was from County Offaly. But what I want to play for you now, because I've had a request for it, it was a phone call I got during the week from one of my Irish listeners who said, Joe, I'd never heard before the Sean Dunphy version of the Rose of Tralee. At the risk of boring your listeners, could you play it again? I don't think our listeners get bored. This is Sean Dunphy and his lovely version of the Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath a blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She's lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Sounding remarkably like Dermot O'Brien there. I thought that was... And even the backing was a Dermot O'Brien-esque, if you understand what I'm saying. That was Sean Dunphy and his lovely version of The Rose of Tralee. And I'll dedicate that to any Kerry listener that might be listening to this week's Sounds Irish. Now we come to the lovely voice of Anne Breen. Anne is singing for us a sad little song about a lady called Noreen Bawn. Now, Noreen lived in a glen in Old Tyrconnell. I mentioned Donegal a few moments ago, did I not? Well, Tyrconnell is the Irish name for Donegal. And she was living with her widowed mother, and one day a letter came inviting her to go away to America. And the mother was broken-hearted, but off goes Noreen to America. Then sometime later, a knock comes to the door and the mother opens the door and there is his... I tell you what, I let Anne Breen tell us the story of Noreen Bawn.
There's a glen in Old Tyrconnell. There's a cottage in the glen where dwelt an Irish colleen who inspired the hearts of men.
Was the curse of emigration laid you here, my Noreen Bourne? Beautifully sung there from Anne Breen. We now come to another of my favourite Irish singers. This time it's a male, it's Brendan O'Dowda. Brendan, who is no longer with us, he's gone to God, recorded some great albums during his singing career. And this one is one of my favourite tracks of his. It's not from any of his Percy French repertoire, but this is a song that we all know and love so well, beautifully sung by Brendan O'Dowda.
And when the fields are fresh and green, Kathleen, dear. Your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near that life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow.
Brendan O'Dowda, accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra, and one of my favourite tracks of his, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And belatedly, I'll dedicate that to any listener in any part of the world whose name is Kathleen. That one was just for you. A few moments ago, my good friend Sean Dunphy was singing the praises of the Rose of Tralee. We've got another rose for you now from Barnbrack, but this covers the whole country. My lovely Irish rose.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home. To mingle with Tribeca Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows, that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. Stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows. On a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Mary dear, I'm lonely here without you all the while. I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, before
Earlier on the programme, we had Liam Clancy, you remember, singing about the travelling people. Well, now Liam is joined by the rest of his brothers, and they're telling us the sad story of the young man who fell passionately in love with Henrietta Bell, who worked in Captain Kelly's kitchen, and see what he got for his courting in the kitchen.
Come, single bell and boy, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with the maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, and she set me heart a twitching, and she invited me to a hoolie in the kitchen. With me tooralooralla, me tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. Next Sunday being the day we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay, and I frizzed and oiled me hair up. The captain had no wife, but he had gone a-fishing, and we kicked up high life down below stairs in the kitchen. With me tooralooralla, me tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. Just as the clock struck six, we sat down to the table. She handed tea and cake, and I ate while I was able. I drank hot punch and tea till me side had got to stitching, and the hours passed quick away when you're courting in the kitchen. With your tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie, tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. With me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with hate, and poison she was spitting, when the captain at the door walked right into the kitchen. With me tooralooralla, me tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. She flew up off me knees, full 5 feet up or higher, and over head and heels threw me slap into the fire. Me new repealer's coat that I bought from Mr. Mitchell, with a 20-shilling note, went to blazes in the kitchen. With me tooralooralla, me tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. I grieved to see me duds all smeared with soot and ashes, when a tub of dirty suds right in my face he dashes. As I lay on the floor and the water she kept pitching, the footman broke the door and walked straight into the kitchen. With me tooralooralla, me tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. When the captain came downstairs, though he saw my situation, in spite of all my prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me they'd take no bail, but to get home I was itching. But I had to tell the tale how I came into the kitchen. With me tooralooralla, me tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie. I said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching, and I got 6 months hard for me curtain in the kitchen. Whee! With me tooralooralla, me tooralooraladdie, me tooralooralla, tooralooraladdie.
And I got 6 months for me courting in the kitchen. Ho, ho, ho. The Clancy brothers there. And now, for all people from County Mayo, no matter what part of the world you're in, at home or abroad, this one from Daniel O'Donnell is just for you.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seemed to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me with true Irish love, caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me with true Irish love, caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Yes, sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
The greatest icon in Irish entertainment over the last 30 years or so, Daniel O'Donnell there, and Moonlight in Mayo. Earlier on the programme, I played Sean Dunphy singing The Rose of Tralee. Sean, who I was lucky enough to count among one of my friends. Another such person was Dermot O'Brien. I was very fond of Dermot and a wonderful musician, tremendous musician. Here, he's singing for us the theme song from the movie The Quiet Man.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They across the sea, especially when it happens, he's an exile from that dear lovely isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftop of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home. Thank you. and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they still would choose.